I wanted to do something before.
Sure.
I want the record to reflect what materials I seek for that. So that it's important. First of all, I certainly received a red pre-sense investigation report. And then materials from the victims and their, shall we say, supporters is a list of things that boggles the mind, Frank, that I have never in my 14 years as a judge seen this much material from victims in any criminal case, no matter how serious or not serious. And I'm going to list them because I think it's important for the record to reflect what I have read and what I have not read. I read a letter from Catherine McCoy dated January 6, 2010. I have a copy of a letter to Catherine McCoy from Rebel Spokler dated January 4, 2010. A letter from Captain Kruger dated October 26, 2009, with attached chronological listing. I have a letter from Patty Kohler, which is undated. I have a letter from Richard Cass of EDM Health, which is undated, with attached documents entitled, quote, Impact and Investment, end quote, and an attached resume from Mr. Cass. I have a document of 2 pages entitled, Excerpts from a Chosen Letter to Sentencing Court. Containing brief statements purporting to be for 12 individuals. I have a letter from Anne Marie Cordova, which is undated. A letter from Lynn Kruger dated November 3, 2009. A letter from Evan McLeod dated October 23, 2009. A letter from Shayla Robinette dated October 15, 2009. A letter from Kenneth Vaughn dated November 13, 2009. A letter from Christina Brown dated October 17, 2009. A letter from Christine Panagas dated October 18, 2009. A letter from Cindy Johnson dated October 12, 2009. A letter from Linda Andrews that is undated. A letter from Nancy Natalia dated October 16, 2009. A letter from Jolene Spear dated October 18, 2009. A letter from Lorraine Rawson, which is undated. A letter from Ashley Trace dated January 4, 2010. An unsigned, undated document titled, quote, Failure to accept responsibility, minimization of offense conduct with attached emails from Johnny Fisher Jones. A letter from Suzanne Trevor dated January 3, 2010. An undated and unsigned document titled, quote, Bankruptcy and Income Tax Fraud, end quote, with various attachments. A letter from Stanton Martin dated December 8, 2009. Letter from Petition Spender, undated, but which I received with a pay stamp received on February 22, 2010. Letter from Carl Stevens, dated November 20, 2009. And a letter that was hand delivered today from Roxanne Dexter Johnson, dated I wrote down the wrong date. That's not bad and sad. Anyway, the one was handled this day. I don't think that would be that
day. Looks like it was dated 11-15-09, Judge. But
that's what I thought. Well, that made no sense why that would be handled it today.
I just got it yesterday, so I printed that one.
So I had written down November 19th. All right. Materials from Mr. O'Rourke. I have his objection to the present investigation report that's dated April 9, 2010, with attachments. I have an indexed summary of information and arguments from Mr. O'Rourke, and his response to victim impact information attachments. I have a sentencing memorandum with extensive attachments. Is it possible that I miss anything?
Not from the defense.
You wouldn't know, Mr. Shane. I don't know if you saw
this. I might have seen it, but I didn't check it out.
Any of these letters, I have duplicate and triplicate copies of. Which took considerable time to make sure I didn't miss anything. I read it twice. Why I got those mailed to me and put in 2 separate notebooks that were hand delivered, most of which duplicate and triplicate each other, I have no idea. But I read all that stuff. I wrote the book in 2 or 3 times. So then, now the record's clear on what I read. What would you like to say? Excuse me for breaking.